You are listening to Captain Skip Roland's No Return Ticket, Leg 1, written and narrated by the author. This audiobook is published by Adventure Island Entertainment and distributed by Scribble.
Preface. My name is Skip Roland, and my book is entitled No Return Ticket, Leg 1. It's based on the fact that everybody who goes anywhere always has a return ticket home. Let's get the story rolling. The Ancient Mariner, a waterfront tavern in Newport Beach, California, is crowded, as it should be, on a Friday night. I look out of place, dressed in paint-stained work shorts and a faded Yacht Club t-shirt. I take a seat at a very slick mahogany bar to watch the action. Beyond the massive windows facing the harbor are the restaurant's private docks, where my new 43-foot catch Endymion is being fitted to fulfill my dream of drifting and blending in destinations yet unknown. Across the bar, waitresses in short, snug uniforms tend to thirsty patrons. Outside, attendants sharply clad in crisp white uniforms race to park incoming luxury cars. Mercedes, BMWs, and Porsches get the first two rows. Exotic collector's autos like a Stingray and a lime green Thunderbird share prime positions directly in front of the restaurant's ornate nautical door. But if you happen to arrive in a late model Cadillac, you're probably hoofing it across Pacific Coast Highway from some dimly lit spot behind Radio Shack. It's 1986, before the internet and sex-inducing spiked drinks. The night is awash with fine-looking ladies dripping in jewelry. Newport Beach is a granola bowl of California's top achievers and certified wackos. So I'm not surprised when a suit sitting beside me hails a passing waitress, hands her a C-note and coos, "Honey, fetch me some cigarette change." In that moment, in that bar full of boozed-up, barley-soaked high rollers, I confirm that dropping out of this racy lifestyle and the mounting rage of America to be a nobody, sailing my boat wherever I want to go, is a smart change, and what I truly want to do. I don't know it yet, but I will never regret this decision. Well, I better get out of here. I'll pay up and climb aboard Endymion. Care to join me? I'm about to spin a fascinating yarn, as sailors have done through the ages, except this one is true. Chapter 1. This kid was no saint. Two prisoners, both hands cuffed and ankles manacled, sat in Judge Mallory Jones' California courtroom, on trial for stealing my yacht and setting it ablaze off the Mexican coast. The trial was in a brief recess for what the district attorney describes as a more pressing matter. Testimony from a recent liquor store robbery, where the manager chased the accused from the single malt scotch section and sent a bullet into his butt. The prosecution wants the bullet for evidence. The perp refuses to give it up, causing the DA to request a search warrant. Meanwhile, my stolen yacht case is delayed while the court determines if it's the right bullet in the right asshole. How the hell, I think, did I ever get my respectable self into a situation such as this? Well, it started years ago. Larchmont, New York, in 1950, was a sleepy commuter town where everyone knew everyone and their business. Here's an example. In those days, if you picked up the phone, you would dial Larchmont 127, and Mabel would be the operator. On a crisp June evening, the senior of four local cops was on the phone with my dad. Jasper, he
Sample complete. Ready to continue?